Hello, Mixed Nutcases. It's Nuke Chess with the 18th episodes of the Dog Days of Podcasting edition of Nutty Bites. And it was my birthday. Yay, happy birthday to me. Yesterday's episode was really sad, and I don't want to make more sad episodes, but I am continuing to deal. Randomly, out of the blue, something will hit me. But I'm having smiles and cries and all sorts of emotions. But I keep remembering this one quote from Dr. Seuss. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And I think that's a great way to live life. So today was my birthday and we ran a bunch of errands this morning. Tried to get we live on what they call a rural route, which means that even though we have mailboxes on the house, the post doesn't actually come to our house. We have a post box that we go to. But when people send mail, they send it to our house address. So nobody needs to know the post box number. Anyway, to get our key, last time we had something like this, we just walked into the post office and they gave us a key. This time we have to call a number and it's going to take a couple days to get the key. So according to my mother, there should be a birthday card waiting for me. So we'll see how much mail we have left over. Especially because I got something shipped and it's going through Canada Post. And now I'm wondering if it's sitting in the box or what. Anyway, got to take care of that. And then I went to get my health card. And it turns out that I have to be here 3 months before I get a health card. But my health card from my old place, my old province, will still cover me. When I moved from Nova Scotia to New Brunswick, it wasn't a big deal because the health card just transferred over. Because in the Maritimes, they all share computers. So like when you transfer over to get your license, you don't have to show an experience letter or anything like that. Anyway, the cool thing about that was your safety inspection transferred over too. That was cool. That is not going to happen here, sadly. So it was a lot of going to places and getting forms or phone numbers. And then we walked around down by Simcoe Lake, and that was really pretty, and it was nice and windy. The water in that lake is absolutely clear and pretty. And later on what we did is we went out for sushi. Now, the original plan, I love sushi, and I love fish. Anything under the water, I'll eat it. I mean, seriously, seaweed, fish, shellfish, you name it. Shellfish is my favorite food, and clams in particular, and pretty much any fish I'll eat. I absolutely love it. But my husband, Tak, he is a meat and potatoes guy. You know, he's not really into fish at all. Like, no. So we looked up the highest rated sushi place in the area, and we went there. And lo and behold, we sit down, and we look at the menus, and there's nothing but sushi, which, you know, normally would be fine, except for the fact that Tech doesn't eat any of this stuff. He's like, what am I going to do? Eat miso soup and edamame, which is also things he doesn't eat. You know, vegetables and tofu? I don't think so. So sadly, we had to leave there and said, okay, thank you. They only had one table. That was another weird thing. I don't know if there was more in the back and they just weren't busy, so they didn't want to seat us. I don't know. It was weird. So then we quickly opened up our internet machines and found the second highest rated sushi place. And we went there. And the fish was really good. I got a nice sashimi meal. And the fish was just, it was beautiful. I mean, like, that tuna looked like a ruby. That's how nice it was. The salmon was so pink. I mean, somebody turned the saturation way up. And Tech got a nice a curry meal, a lamb curry meal, which made him very happy. And there was all huge menu that he could choose from. So that was great. I ordered a Cosmo. The waiter didn't know what it was, and I had to point to it in the menu. And then he went behind the bar, and I realized that the waiter was mixing my drink, and he was looking up how to make a Cosmo. Cosmo's a very easy drink to make. He was looking it up. That did not bode well. It arrives. I tried it out. It was not very good. I had maybe a couple of sips and I'm like, yeah, no, give me some water. This is not happening. But I got my nice sashimi. I got a spider roll. I was happy. Tech got food that he liked. He was happy. And that was all well and good. And then we came home and we went for a nice walk. And I look amazing because I'm wearing one of my favorite dresses. And I was all sorts of happy, you know, good, happy birthday wishes. Oh, and I forgot. Earlier in the day, Tech got me. His tradition has been for the last, I can't even remember how many years, pretty much since we discovered the website Cake Rex. I think it's cakerex.com, which is just all of these messed up cakes and crazy, crazy things. So every year he goes to, you know, I'm the baker, right? So he's like, I can't bake her a cake, but I'll go to the grocery store and I'll get her a cake and I'll make them mess it up. And every year he has to explain, no, this is what I want. I want it to, you know, have something wrong on it and to be over the top wrong. And they're like, I don't think I can do this. Well, this year they actually knew what Cake Rex was and they were more than happy to do it. But the cake that he got was a, what they call a Boston cream cake, and it had fruit on top. So like it was kiwis and raspberries and blackberries and blueberries with a nice sugar glaze over top. And she's like, I'm not sure if I can write on this kind of cake. It's going to look really bad. Like, that's kind of the point. So it said, happy 73rd birthday. And then my name spelled wrong. So you can guess how old I am by inverting that. I am not 73, but it was very funny. And I really enjoy it. Every time he does something like this, he does something different. It's always a different wreck. And it's a lot of fun. So that cake was really good. And that was fun. When I came home, had to FaceTime a bunch of people in my family. Didn't get to them all. And actually ended up going too late to call my aunt. I feel really bad. I said, you can call my aunt back. She left me a message. And it's the funniest message ever. And I would totally play it for you because I played it for everybody else over FaceTime. But I don't think I can do that to her. It was really funny. But yeah, no. So I had some fun and I realized and I discovered that we're having a house guest and he's going to arrive tomorrow. That's right. We're not unpacked and where he's sleeping isn't unpacked. So I have tomorrow to get his sleeping area taken care of and hopefully figure out like how to clear off an eating area. And then in about a week, my sister, her husband and their kids are coming up to visit. So that's going to be another whole thing. So that'll be really fun. I am so not prepared, but I'm looking forward to it. My sister's family coming up and visiting us will be only the second time anyone in my family has come up to visit. I'm trying to think. I know my other sister and her daughter came up, but I'm thinking she came up once by herself. She drove up. Yeah. I think she drove up with me once so I didn't have to make the trip myself. And then she flew home and the first time when my husband was overseas in Afghanistan, my sister drove up with me and my niece, and then they flew down. And when they drove up, this was when I was living in Nova Scotia. We stopped in Bangor, Maine, and we did the whole Stephen King, you know, sightseeing thing and everything like that. And then the second time it was my sister by herself, and she didn't stay very long. The first time my sister and my niece stayed for like a week. The second time my sister didn't stay very long, but she was just keeping me company, which was really cool. And then, so this will be only the second time and only the second family member or family part of my family coming up to visit, which may seem like a lot for some people, but for me, I'm 7 of 9. You know, there's 9 kids in my family. There's a lot of family. So this is a really big deal for me. I'm very excited. It's a little sad because I think that they would have enjoyed Fredericton more. They'll have fun here. They will definitely have fun here. But there were so many places that were specifically good for them. Like there was a great Scotch bar that I would take my brother-in-law to. And there used to be this really great gluten-free restaurant that I would take my niece who has celiacs to. And there's all these other things that they would really be interested in the old place. And I could introduce them to all my friends there. But we just moved here, so we don't know that many people and don't really know the area as well. But I know that they will have fun. Since we live like on a base, it'll be a lot more army type stuff to look at, and that'll be fun. The kids will enjoy that. Not going to say too much because I don't want to spoil any plans in case they listen to this. My family doesn't listen to my podcast, but whatever. I'm rambling. And I'm sorry. But yeah, so that's how my birthday went. If you would like to do something for me to make me feel good about my birthday, please go to GoFundMe/PGFund and donate to help out my friend Patrick and his family. We would really appreciate that. That's basically, as I said before, I don't really do presents in the normal way. So like, I don't expect people to get me presents, but if you wanted to do something to make me smile, that would definitely make me smile. A couple of people have already donated that I know. One, you know, it wasn't much, but it's all she had. And that is appreciated. You know, it's like that old parable about those that give all of what they have, even if it's a little bit, it's much more important than the wealthy person that donates everything. That sentiment means so much to me, and I appreciate it. And another person who I've only met maybe twice, I think, in person, but she's a really cool person, and she's a gamer, and she's awesome. And I noticed that she donated, and she's never even met Patrick. And that was fantastic. Like, that gave me a huge smile. And I don't know everybody who donated. It's just a couple of names that I saw. But if you donate, I'll probably see it because I keep looking through it. There's a bunch under anonymous. My own donation's under anonymous. I don't know why. I don't know. But thank you anyone who has. And thank you anyone that will. That is GoFundMe.com/PGFund. So thank you, and have a listen to a promo for another awesome podcast.
The dawn of an age. The founding of a family.
You know we haven't done enough research into the effects of cosmic rays.
We've got to take that chance.
Conditions are right tonight. Let's go.
They're penetrating the ship. Our shielding isn't strong enough.
I feel like I'm burning up.
Too heavy. Can't move. Too heavy.
We're all alive.
I feel so strange.
You're fading away. I can't see you at all anymore.
Look what's happening to you. You're changing.
Oh, Reed, not you too.
What happened to me? To all of us?
I can fly.
We gotta use that power to help mankind, right?
And so was born the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four from the very beginning. Witness the origins of a legend. The Fantasticast. ffcast.libsyn.com.
Nelly Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.